The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
Hey, can you say how the real thing compared to your imagination?
What?
The real vacation?
The real vacation.
Oh, man, bro. Yeah, when I listened back to last week's show,
yeah.
I laughed for like 45 minutes.
I'm telling you, it had to be.
Because this nigga is insane. There's like no other explanation.
There's like a level of
He dropped right into it, bro. He dropped right into the description. He was like, here's the crazy part. Here's what my wife was like. Oh, this nigga, I know Mac is going to kill him. Because the first thing he said, you remember the first phrase he said?
Nah.
I agree with, be honest. She was like, oh, Mac is going to kill this nigga. I was like, I don't think he noticed it. I don't think he caught it.
I did not. This nigga's imagination.
Like, so how was your trip?
Right.
Hey, I agree with, be honest.
Right, of course. This nigga's imagination don't let him disagree. Like, goddamn.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
Yo, when Twan Twizzle came into Slack and was like, yo, this show got me dying to crying or whatever, the first, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And Twan hadn't been in the Slack in a while, so right. I was like, this must be something that's I had forgotten, you know, because we recorded that 2 weeks ago. So I was like, I'd forgotten why he was having such a great time with it until I decided just to pull it back up, and I was like, oh, this nigga here, man.
I mean, even like Pac was like, yo, I had to go back and realize
right.
that was not real.
Right.
Like, I mean, even though it
was so natural.
Right.
We can't get this nigga to talk in an English accent, an American accent, to save his life. But he can fake the shit out of real life events before they happen.
I just hope that it actually lived up to what he was saying.
Well, like, let's ask.
I mean, come on. What?
Yeah, it did. It's like I spoke into existence, man.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was great. It was a great trip. I enjoyed my...
He spoke it into existence. So, I mean, it was everything you said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any more or just exact?
More. Obviously, it was more.
Is that mic stand messed up? Because I see you holding it. Is it okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, okay. I saw you doing filling with it, so I thought you were having...
Well, I saw it drop after he let it go, so it might
not
be okay.
You need me to come over there and tighten that up?
Sure.
Okay. Y'all go ahead.
I feel like you didn't want to say that. Like you didn't.
No, because I was trying to see, and then I was like, okay.
Like you didn't.
Because I didn't realize it dropped a little until you said it.
You did not want to admit that you be fucking shit up. Like,
But yeah, no, it was great. The reason why I say it was more because I took a little trip to Ireland, Las Mujeres, or something like that. Forgot the name, but
Las Mujeres.
Something like that. And that was kind of cool because that was like way out. It was like an hour on the boat. And then I kind of got to see the locals, you know, some local food.
What you mean, see the locals?
Like, see the people that live in that area.
Wasn't there locals everywhere?
I was mostly staying at a resort.
So. Oh, you doing that resort shit.
Yeah, I was at a resort, and then when I left the resort, that's where I went there. So that was kind of cool.
You need to get the Airbnb thing. You know what I mean?
I'm going to go to Costa Rica next, and that's what I'm doing.
So where is that, Cabo?
No, Cancun.
Cancun, right. Cancun is like real touristy, right? Like
yeah.
That's the one like that, you
yeah,
know, like when they talk about motherfuckers in their NBA season, they're headed to Cancun, yeah. Like, you know, the spring breakers and all of that shit. That's the Cancun
thing.
Well,
there's levels, though. You know.
Oh, what you use on the adult side or something?
Yeah, I mean, you can go to like where, like, because you said spring breakers. The resort I was at was mostly like older people.
Okay.
When you say older, you mean like old folks or like grown people?
Grown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like that. You know, he there now.
Yeah. Yeah.
He there now.
Well, he's 25 plus. That's what is it, grown and sexy? Do you feel grown and sexy?
Yeah.
I knew he was going to say yes. I knew he was going to say yes no matter what I said, as long as it was something positive. If I said, you feel grown and stupid, you'd be like,
no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, maybe. No, like, I mean, I don't think that is because actually I just saw some shit that,
You don't think what is?
That's the grown and sexy age yet.
25? I
mean, yeah, no. 25 I don't think,
plus.
No, but I'm telling you, like, so there's this bar or restaurant that is 30 and over. And,
oh, I heard that name in New York, right?
Yeah, I think it is New York. Yeah, it's 30 and over for women, 35 and over for males.
There's another bar that's like, you got to show you got 50K in your...
Yeah.
I heard about that. That's a dumb bar. And that's only for the dudes.
It's more than 50K, though.
I thought it was 50.
You just have to show you had 50K in your account.
Oh, in the bank.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's just, that is just, I mean.
That's like a country club for the club.
Well, no, no, no.
That's what country clubs do.
No, no, no. Because again, that's not.
Why does it bother you?
Because it's not, because it's only dudes. No, that.
So let's just stop there.
No.
If what bothers you is that you don't have the 50K, then let's just.
No, because it's not. I want to be there because I know all the niggas in the club got money, so we can talk, we can network. That's how I'm looking at it.
That's what the point is, don't waste your time with the riffraff.
Okay.
And you're saying I'm not riffraff.
No, no, but that's not it. Because again, this is I think Fridge Reggie hit on it. He would want to do it because he'd want to be around some dudes.
What if? Right? No, stop.
Because
that.
Again,
stop
this is that. What it is. It's only the okay, dudes. They're not doing a chick. No, no, no. The girls don't have to show shit.
Man, they got to show looks, though. I'm sure it can't be some ugly girls.
But here's the thing, though, right?
So all you got to do is be pretty. I got to be rich. Get the fuck out of here.
That's always been the case.
So, man,
let me ask you a question. If there were a new club that said there were no transsexuals, so they couldn't fool you.
Right.
But you have to show your baby pictures to get in. You're thinking that's wrong too? Or?
No, I go there.
So because you qualify for that one.
Well, because that makes sense.
50K in the bank don't make sense?
Don't dupe me. Look, I'm not going to the club.
You can show your
I'm not going
account.
Out to drink to fucking meet rich niggas. Right. Like, that's not my thing. I don't go to... Who does that? I don't think most niggas are going out to say, oh, let's go fucking have a drink at the bar so I can meet other rich niggas.
I don't think that's the point, but...
That's what I'm saying.
I think the point is to keep the broke... The point is to make it seem like it's more important than it is. That's the point.
Okay. Yeah,
the because all the prices there are probably...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Out. Like, so yeah. Then all of this is going to be inflated, like...
Well, no, you're an asshole if you go there, but not because... because you... No, but you're more of an asshole.
No. Don't look around for Dredgy like you ain't it, nigga.
I don't see the difference between that club and a country club. It's high ticket price to be involved. The people in there are high.
So what country club you go to?
I don't go to no country club.
Okay.
But I understand the concept of a country club. So if I see that, I can see why a nigga can do that for a nightclub as well.
I think for the most part, you hear that fucking deals get done on the golf course.
Yeah. Right.
Like, you know what I mean? There's a atmosphere. Like, you're walking. It's fucking, there's time. There's downtime. There's socially. You know, there's a bunch of shit going on. When I'm going out to fucking drink to a nightclub, and, you know what I mean, as a single dude, it's just like, again, I feel like it's for the bitches. That's what I felt like it was for. I felt like the bitches were getting a pass, and the dudes are having to show, like, so it's like, okay, ladies, if you want a dude with high end money, mm-hmm. come here, right? So then, of course, you're gonna have attractive women there and all that. But what the fuck? I want to go to Gold Digger fucking club. Like,
I just want to know: do they restrict women? Any women, or do any women get turned away? Is there any?
I mean, I'm sure if you're ugly,
yeah, I'm sure.
Like you said,
but I mean, who's judging that? Like, you know, you might think somebody's ugly that I think looks good.
I mean, it's somebody at the gate, right? The dude at the behind.
That's
the
where I would have a problem. Is right. Like, who's deciding which women get in? Because I mean, if we can have a say, let's talk about some stuff.
I think the women have to pay too. It just was less.
Nah, they didn't have to show. Nah, the women.
No,
didn't
it's
have
not
to
that. They don't have to have. They don't have to have money in the bank.
Yeah, they have to pay to get in.
I'm just saying, can we get an accountability rating? Like, what's your accountability rating?
Yeah.
You need to have a 7.5 or higher accountability rating, or you can't walk through it. Because if you don't know when it's your fault and be willing to admit it, like, how good are you at that, ma'am?
Man, that bitch fucking
like
be
a 10-question quiz.
It'd be nothing but dudes in the club. Get right. the just
it'd be like one borderline ugly girl.
Right, right.
She's almost cute, but she's like,
Like, she wear, like, you put a baseball cap on her, you're like, oh, okay, that's it.
And then every nigga got to compete for her, right. So they're all like, you know.
Here, look at my count, look at my count.
Bottle service.
Look at my count.
I'll get you 50 bottles.
Look at my count. I'm a little higher than that nigga.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that just is technology. And it's not like you have to log in, right, like at that club, I heard. It's not like you can have a screenshot. You can't just have it already pulled up. Like, you got to log in right here.
Yeah,
like, let
you
me see.
Go to the Chase Bank app right then.
Right.
Couldn't you just log into somebody else's account? Or, like, check that, too?
Yeah, I don't know. Like
that seems like, I mean.
I'm not giving you. Listen, hold up. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
I'm not giving you access to my account so you can go to the club, nigga, in front. I'm just not doing that. I'm not that good a friend.
If you got that kind of money, though.
Nope.
If you got that kind of money, you would let me
just
go?
Just because I got that kind
I'm
of money,
I'm not.
Giving
you access to my app.
You would let me? I mean, I'm not a trustworthy person, right?
Yeah, you are. Nigga, so, but, yeah.
Could I use your app, bro, if I needed to get in? What if it was like something real serious?
I would talk you out of it.
What if my wife was cheating? The only time I could catch her was in this club.
Okay, you got it.
Thanks. I'm saying, damn, yeah, yeah. Give me something, you, man. You got me it. In. Change your account number when you get
right,
done.
Right, my password. Yeah,
just password.
Just let me
turn
get
that MFA off.
Let me do something one time.
What's the MFA? I laughed at it.
Multi-factor authentication.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, I laughed. I didn't know that.
Two-step
authentication. Same thing.
All right.
So you said there's a club that's 35 and up for
yeah,
men?
30, you have to be 35 and up for the dudes and 30 and up for the women.
It's because of Gen Z. That's why.
30 and up for the women? No.
Well, yeah, so you can't. Right. Oh, really?
No, it was 30, but be like, nah, we should be able to let a little bit lower.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
25.
What, right, yeah. Yeah. I agree. I mean, this is just that, you know, the club, I guess they don't want it to look too.
Gen Z. It's because of Gen Z.
Gen Z's fucking.
Yeah, they're not sociable people.
Yeah, but Gen Z is going to become 30 and they're still going to be just like they are right now.
Yeah.
That ain't going to happen in five. That's not changing, bro. That's that's who they are. They were born into a different thing.
And I saw some shit, and I guess, you know, it's all social media too, but I saw some shit and I'm looking at them like, why they look older? Like
do look older.
Like they look like they aging faster than.
Look at all the basketball players from the '80s. Right. They were like 30, bro. Right. And they look way older than we do now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But what happened between y'all?
They said we grew up. They said Gen X and we grew up on all the preservatives and shit. So that we preserved and shit. Like
could be. So why they not? They grew up in the same shit.
I don't know. Maybe it's different now. It definitely is different now. Like the shit that you think is the same ain't the same no more. It might have the same name. It's just not manufactured or made the same at all. It really ain't.
Bread.
Yeah.
You know, bread is illegal to sell in the UK. Our bread is illegal to sell in the UK.
Yeah.
It's not
a lot
even
of countries.
Legal,
that's just UK.
It's
even
not considered,
Canada.
It's not considered bread.
We don't have to go that far.
Nah, and this is how I know some shit's wrong, because I have some buns in the fucking cabinet.
And they're still good.
My nigga, they've been in there for like, so the bread went bad, right? I had some of that Nature's Best bread and that shit went bad. And I was like, ah, fuck. But I had some chicken burgers over, and I was like, well, let me look at these buns. And I went through them and I was flipping them and I was like, well, fuck, these look good. Like, I don't, but they was in there like 2 weeks longer than the fucking bread. I was like, that don't make no sense. But I ate it. But I ate it. Like,
that's why they do it.
Like, God damn, man.
You still eat it.
You ain't grown nothing extra, did you?
Not yet. Okay. I mean, it just happened the other day, man. That shit was fucking wild.
Nah, you'd have known that day if it was bad, bro. I don't think it'll let you get 24 hours.
Yeah, nah, I'm straight.
Like, Fanta's like a soda here. In Europe, it's like an orange juice.
What? It's not even sparkly or whatever?
Not that much. It's a whole.
I don't think you're telling the truth, bro.
So again, I mean, I think it's the way you answer things.
The Fanta soda in the U.S. versus the Fanta soda in Europe is two different types.
I get you, but he said it's not sparkly, and your answer was not that much.
It's not as gassy.
What are you talking about? What percentage less bubbles are there, my nigga?
Still a soda, but it tastes like orange juice.
You said it was juice. Now you saying it's still a soda. Right. Bro, yeah. Stop. Just See, stop.
It's just sometimes
it's like you made orange juice out of a soda stream.
What?
Let me put it like that.
Out of a soda what?
Stream. Like, you know, the soda stream?
It's those homemade soda makers.
Yeah, no, it's like you turn your water into sparkling water. It's like, it does that. That's what it tasted like.
So you're not up on SodaStream?
I feel like you would be the type of nigga with a SodaStream.
What type of nigga has a SodaStream?
Niggas of your Rich class. Niggas.
Speaking of, Friday is my last day.
Oh.
Yeah. Of being a multiple job person.
Oh.
Okay.
I put my 2 weeks in last Monday.
Like, you just ain't doing it. It's
just time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just time.
You collected enough.
It's just time.
Yeah, no, I feel you on that. I mean, you did it though, bro, like for years, right?
Two and a half.
Yeah, damn, like that, damn.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Ah, damn.
You're sitting straight.
Oh, shit. Yeah, did you see what happened? Speaking of that, did you see what happened at Wells Fargo with the motherfuckers using that little cursor mover thing?
Cursor mover thing.
Yeah, you know, you plug that thing into your computer and it moves your cursor automatically for you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they let niggas go at Wells Fargo about that shit. That shit was on the news.
I don't understand.
What you mean?
A mouse jiggler. So you plug this little USB device in to your computer, it keeps your screen active so that it looks like you're working. But who at Wells Fargo, at the bank or to my corporate side?
Probably the corporate side.
The people working at home, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
They let all of them go?
Everybody that they, it was like 15 people. And shit was on the news.
15.
Yeah. How did he get caught?
Wait a minute. This nigga said he started.
They just started.
Bro, you started this conversation with like, yo, Wells Fargo is like killing niggas.
They just started. This just happened.
Anybody who had a USB device plugged and got killed.
I don't know who else. I don't know how many other people have been doing it. So again.
And now we're talking about like one corner of the office. Like, like the corner too. Like, no, the basement. They went down to the basement and found 15.
It was a whole little group. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? So I guess, you know, that's what it was. It was this one little group in wealth management type shit. Mm-hmm. So it was them niggas.
Yeah.
Technology, and I don't, you know, I'm like, how do they know? I mean, I guess because you have a USB thing plugged in. Technology is fucking.
Yeah, they can find
it. Well, I don't know that it would be that way. More than likely.
Because it's probably the Wells Fargo's computer.
It's Wells Fargo's computer.
I would guess that it's more than likely how long it looks active. Like nobody's, like everybody else is like 70% active.
Right.
But you're 100% active.
All the time.
Every day.
But never available. Like niggas, you don't ever respond to shit. Like,
that's crazy.
Oh man. Yeah, that is wild. But yeah, man, I'm soloed up. Soloed up.
There it is, my nigga. Look, free yourself, man. Like, yeah. You know, that.
That's a step closer to Mexico.
Yeah, no, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get it, bro. I'm serious. Like, you know, it was, that leads me into something I did want to talk about fucking content versus happy, right? Like, is there a difference? Like, how do you tell the difference? Like, from being content, like you're in something and you're content versus something, and you're not unhappy.
Yeah.
But is it? I mean, how do you know when you're happy if you're content? You know what I mean?
How do you know when you're happy, when you're content?
If you're content. Like, if you're just content in something, and that's like, okay, it's good enough, right? Like, it's working. You know what I mean? It's this. How do you know if that's happy or if you're just content?
I feel like the fact that you have the ability to be content is you can find happiness within that. So it's not like you got to look for that happiness emotion every time, because if not, you're going to always keep searching for a new thing to make you feel happy. I think you have to get in a state of mind where the happiness comes from the fact that you have the ability to live a That's what I'm saying.
I feel like he's saying, like, if you're not out, like, it's 97 degrees right now outside, if you're not homeless, then you should be, that's basically, you should be happy because you content, you got air conditioning. I don't know.
I'm saying you got to be in a state of mind where nothing from the outside is what's going to decide your happiness. That's what I'm saying.
Huh?
Nothing from the outside. It's not like you got to hit the lotto or you got to do this or you got to fuck.
So you're talking about just as a
mindset. Yeah.
I think he's talking about maybe more specific things, right?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about just in general?
No, I mean, so.
He seems to be talking about life.
Yeah. So I'm kind of thinking about life too, but really it's somebody I know, right? Like they're in a relationship. And I think, you know, I'm wondering about them, right? Because I think they're content.
Right.
But I don't think they're happy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right.
They're happy. They're not happy in the relationship?
Yeah. I don't think they're happy with the relationship or, you know,
Do you think that something needs to happen in the relationship to see that happiness? Like, I don't know.
I'll tell you who is happy and also content. Your boy. It's 20 years today, bro.
Hey, happy anniversary.
Today is 20
years. It's your anniversary.
I'm happy, man.
That's great, man, because you don't hear that anymore.
I can't think of a person that I would rather enjoy life with.
Right.
When I experience something, there'll be times I'm experiencing something really good. I will stop experiencing it because I'm going to wait so I can experience it with Kit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
That's happy.
No, that is. That's it. I mean,
I feel like that's the difference between it. You know what I'm saying?
No, fucking for sure, right? I mean, because you could, you know, do the quote-unquote partnership, right? And you're just good partners, right? But that doesn't inspire that, right? It doesn't inspire you to want to share things with. You're just like, okay, like a business partner, you bring something good to the table, you know what I mean? Which, you know, I value, which makes me content, right? Because this business is going to work, right? This business is going to succeed. But I'm not happy with you because you don't fucking respond to my emails or you don't fucking, you know, show up at meetings or something. Or when you do, you don't necessarily engage or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Okay, so look, how about this then? The difference between content and happiness be, content is where nothing is wrong. Everything is smooth sailing, but you don't get anything from it. But happiness is when you're actually getting something from
that. Okay, I fuck with that. That definitely, you know, that makes sense.
Somebody not hurting your feelings is not the same as somebody complimenting you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Content is nobody's hurt. Nobody's joking you or criticizing you or whatever.
Right.
Happiness is somebody's complimenting me and they're, you know,
okay,
speaking positively towards me and with me and about me.
Right. And lifting me up and, you know,
that
right.
might be the difference then.
No, I mean, it seems to make sense to me. You know, that sounds very valid, I think, is the, you know, and it kind of tracks because people that are, like you said, just, you know, you're not getting hurt.
Right.
So you're content and it's like, okay, but it's not anything that lifts you up.
So let's apply it to your friends. Right. So is your friend in a situation where there's not really anything that's going wrong? And so it's like, you know, so they could continue on like this forever because it's not hurting them. It's not taking away from anything. There's no drain.
Well, I would say, that's a tough one because for me, if you asked him, maybe he might feel that way. If you ask me, I would say, nah, I don't think so. Because I think what it is that...
You don't think what is what it is?
I don't think that nothing's wrong.
Oh, you think there is something wrong?
Yeah, I think there is
something
wrong.
But are you thinking there's something wrong because it's not providing a benefit? Or because, like, because you can't change the rules after you ask the question. You asked the question from...
Well, I have... how do you know I've changed them? I don't know if I've changed them yet. You know what I mean? I just feel like, no, this relationship... is really one-sided.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I think that it's one of those things where she's, you know, he really loves her and she really likes him.
Yeah.
Type of deal. Right? Which...
Yeah, but I mean, that's okay, right?
Is it?
I mean, what if you were the other side of it? You would think it was okay if you were the other side. If you were the person that liked and that person loved you, you would be okay with that.
But they said for the relationship to work, the girl got to like you more.
Who said that?
That's what they say.
But do you believe that?
No, I'm just saying that's what they say.
The girl has to like you more?
They say for the relationship to work, the girl got to like you more. That's what they say.
So does your girl like you more than you like her?
We both like each other equally.
That's not going to work, bro. You see how quickly?
I never said nothing about equally. No, I never gave the third option.
Stop, nigga. Right? You see how quick that shit changes when the philosophy comes on?
Listen, you had him on the hook. Like, as soon as you knew he said that, you was like, okay, watch this shit. Like, let me just set that hook. And he was not going to. There's no way he could answer that right.
That's what they say.
Okay.
I don't subscribe to it, but that's why I hear
I don't subscribe to it.
I just publish it. I don't subscribe to it. I just publish
it. It's funny how quick a nigga philosophy change when you make him live it. He can philosophize on your ass all day. Bro, you know, what they say is a woman should know, nigga. How about you? Is your girl like you more? Nah, we the same.
We like each other equally.
Then that shit gonna fail. Y'all relationship is done, bro. Y'all relationship is done. Because obviously, y'all like each other the same. That ain't gonna work.
Yeah, I mean, according to what they say.
Switch
it up, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah. J-Mac, get back to your friend. You're saying that the situation is she likes him, but he loves her.
Yeah, I think that's what
I think she's manipulating him.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
That's the difference.
Well, I think that's what happens, right? Like, I think when someone doesn't care about you as much as you care about them. Now, again, I'm not saying that equal. I don't know, but I'm saying you're very susceptible to be manipulated.
Okay, yes. Okay.
You can be manipulated easily because of the unequal investment as far as emotion-wise or even, you know, just caring-wise, right? Like, again, if you don't care for me as much as I care for you, right? Like, if you're not going to go to the mat like I go to the mat for you, like, when it comes down to it, you're more, and maybe this is just life, right? I don't know. If you're more invested in yourself than us, right? Like, so you're like, you're thinking about what your advancements are, right? And it's one of those things, it's like, what's yours is mine and what's mine is mine. You know, what's yours is ours and what's mine is mine. Right. And that's a no go, right? That's a negative situation to be in, regardless of how content you can be in it, right? At least that's how I feel. But again, I could be jaded. Don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? Like, I definitely could be jaded.
But I understand you could be jaded, but is it because you've been through certain experiences, now you can peep things?
That's what jaded means.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes you might be right, though, even though you're jaded. That's what I'm saying.
Jaded doesn't necessarily mean you're wrong.
Oh, okay, because usually when people put it in that context, they make it seem like I might just be wrong, so.
I might just be looking at it through a different lens, right?
But I'm like, but wait, you know.
No, I definitely, you know, have personal experiences that would, you know, help me to peep shit like this now. So, but my thing is, I'm not in this relationship, right? So I can't say. But at the same time, if you're content, right? And I think sometimes people are just happy being content, right? I mean, so, I didn't even like the way I said that.
Comfortable, like.
Yeah, because I said I used the happy word for content, which then kind of confused me. You know what I mean? Because if you're happy being content, then maybe content is your happiness? I don't know. You know what I mean?
Content can be happiness, though. Like, let's say you get your, or not necessarily happiness, but fulfillment.
Right.
So, like, you're at the dinner table and you eat a big portion of your food, but you get called away because something happens upstairs. You have to run upstairs real quick. By the time you get back, it's been about 10, 15 minutes.
Right.
You're content. So, happiness, maybe, but I don't know. I guess it kind of depends on how low happiness comes down for you.
Yeah.
Because happiness can be something that's like extreme or high, or it might just be, you know, the bottom level of happiness.
Yeah.
Is content.
Yeah. That could be true.
And maybe the first layer of happiness is content. Not contention, but that'd be the opposite.
Right. Yeah. Cause I just, you know, we were talking, me and this person, and I was just like, you know, when it's, you know, because this is what I see, you know, is like when it's time for the step up for him, she not really there, right? She not for it, right? Like she don't give that support.
Step up?
Yeah, like, you know, I need you to step up, you know what I mean? And support me and have my back and, you know, kind of be there for me when it's time for me to get.
I don't even think they make those type of girls anymore, bro.
Are you serious? I mean, listen, you might be right because we were talking about it and he was referencing my parents, right, as an example. And I was like, you know, that only worked because of the way my mom is, dude. Like, my mom is not, she understood, you know, it was the team, right? Yeah. And so she understood, and I'm going to just say her role, right? Mm-hmm. And I know that today women hate to hear that word, like, oh, my role, you know, but. No, for real. Like, we all playing a role here. I have my role. You have your role. And my mom understood that. And it was funny because, like, we talked about it. And he's like, I never seen them argue. Like, your dad was always out there. He was just handling the business. And she was at the, you know, crib taking care of y'all and doing all of this and doing, you know, taking care of the house.
Why is that so important to you?
What's that?
You always mention the argue thing. I've noticed that you always, like, key in on that being a, like the difference between a good relationship and a bad relationship.
Well, no, this is what someone else said. So,
No, I know. But with you, though, I noticed that you always use that as one of the attributes for our relationship. Every single time you talk about a relationship and we're talking about like ending or beginning or what's good, what's bad, you always add arguing to it.
And I feel like a good relationship, you should argue. Not like to hate each other.
No, I think it's impossible not to argue.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you have to be able to work those things out. That's how you can get to a
But I noticed that I could be wrong, but it feels like you think that an argument means it's a bad relationship. Yeah.
No, so if you always argue, right?
But that's not what we're talking about. Just argument. You didn't say always argue. You said argument.
So again, that's how I feel. I feel always arguing.
Though, back when you were married, one of the things you stood on was that y'all never argued.
No, she brought that up. And that wasn't a big thing for me because we did argue a lot when we first got together. So we had gotten to a point where we didn't argue.
Okay, yeah.
And so we argued fucking, I didn't think it was going to make it past 3 months. We argued so much in the beginning. So
probably about that laundromat. You're like, this motherfucker.
Yeah, maybe. But it was about different shit. Yeah. It was just, but you know, it was, my thing is that
I don't have a frame under your bed like that.
No, it's just,
under your bed?
Yeah. Why are you so negative?
You were negative?
Nope.
Oh, I was going to say, you're not a negative person.
No, I'm not. And that's what I'm saying. Like, so again, when I'm with someone who is always negative, it's kind of like
friction.
Yeah, that was a sticking point. But anyways, I do think that, yes, if you are able to, so I'm not saying you can't disagree, right? Obviously, you're not fucking supposed to have a symbiotic mindset, but I don't think it's necessary to, especially in public, right? And I think,
yeah, well, yeah,
duh. No,
yeah.
Nah, that's etiquette. Get the fuck
no,
out of
no, no.
here.
I feel like, feel like even at a gathering with people you know,
right.
They shouldn't know y'all are arguing.
Yeah. Okay, so this is what
we gonna turn that shit off for a minute.
This is what I was. This is what me and this person was talking about.
Okay.
So again, I know that my mom and my dad argued,
right?
But they didn't argue
publicly,
right? Yeah. Because even when maybe he was out of pocket, she didn't force the issue.
Now. We'll
right.
talk about it later.
Exactly.
And she didn't put it on no kids or shit like that.
Right.
Either.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what I'm talking about specifically. Right, like she knew that, but you don't, like you said, they don't make chicks like these chicks is not going for this. Like,
oh, they argue wherever,
right? Like we'll have it out.
They'll
in front
bring
of right
the
now.
Kids involved.
We'll do it in front of the kids. We'll do it in front of the friends and family. Like it don't matter. Like we don't have to be cool in public. Like I'll let you know.
So how do you feel about this though? Okay, so I think that there is a responsibility for you guys to have some disagreements in front of your kids because that's how you teach your kids how to resolve conflict. So if they've never seen you guys ever argue, then they're not patterning their ability to argue or compose themselves during an argument because they've never seen it.
How? Okay, so how do you...
So it's not going
to
be...
What are the limits
it's
to?
Not going to be our, like, marital problems. It'll probably be, like, some shit I didn't do in the house argument.
So then how do they learn how to deal with their marital problems when they have them? You see what I'm saying? There has to be something for them to emulate. You have to let them in a little bit. Now, if y'all have if you cheated on me type argument, that may be something y'all keep. But like, you spent too much money today because whatever. That might be something they need to see because how then do they learn how to resolve their conflicts with their person? Because the way that you are with your wife or with your husband is not how you're going to be with somebody in the street who took something from you.
Right.
That's a different level. And so your kids would see that, but then they'd never know how to be tender with their woman when they're doing, you know what I'm saying? And maybe I'm a victim of some of that too. Like I never got to see how you're supposed to argue with your wife in a positive way or not in an effective way, I'll say.
Right. So what is the end game? Like how far do you guys, how far do you let it get to, right? Like, I mean, as far as what you let them see. Is it the fuck you nigga?
You should never argue like that. You should not try to argue that way. That's what I'm saying. Like if you argue with your partner and then you like to go saying fuck you, you this and that, that's not the healthy way
that's not what you should be teaching your kids. That's not teaching them anything.
Right.
Yeah. That's the opposite of you're teaching them the negative stuff. What I'm saying is, if you guys are at the dinner table, for instance, and an issue pops up, and let's just say your daughter is wearing an outfit that you don't agree with, but your wife is like, no, that's perfectly fine. That argument needs to happen right there.
In front of them. Yeah.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
not
I get
only
it.
Because it's related to one of the people that's listening,
right.
But also because this is something that's not necessarily relationship involved, but does give them the opportunity to see what the interaction is like.
Right.
I think that's powerful.
Yeah. No, that's.
I think
that's
you need true. It.
Yeah, and I think that's why those girls are no longer there, Jamie Mack, because the last generation or two didn't see healthy marriages. They saw baby mom, baby dad, or grandma. They don't really see that no more. So they don't even one have faith in it, and two have any type of example to be like I should do it. Like I've been hearing people say that instead of like marriage license, we should get like. 4 year, it should be like a contract. Like every 4 years, we got to renew it. So if you don't want to renew it, we can just walk away clean, no
well,
problem.
Well, see, again, now
and then I'm like, damn, y'all finding scapegoats now. Like y'all finding opt out plans out of marriage.
Well,
and
see, again,
that destroys the whole concept of what it's supposed to be.
Does it? I don't know. See, again,
I think it does.
For me, it does.
I think a license period is stupid.
I think that, I think that, well, but we already have that.
That's a whole nother.
Yeah, but that's stupid. Renewing it every 4 years is more stupid.
Well, again, I think that it puts it in perspective. That, again, like it's not this fucking end all goal thing that you fucking accomplished, right?
Okay.
And I think,
so look, let's put it like this: how many people do you know that have been in a relationship for 20 years? That's our age or younger. Not your parents' age. Not none of the boomers or the people that are older than us. But our age or younger. How many people do you know have been in a relationship 20 years? You as well, French.
I'm thinking.
You see what I'm saying? What do you got, French?
One of my sister's friends, he got married young. And he's still with his wife till this day.
So that's without the 4-year renewal program. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine how many people you would know? Like you both
they
know.
They won't even make the 4 year.
French knows two people. You know one person you can think of right now.
Well, yeah. And then, I think,
doing it that way makes people feel like they don't need to do any work.
Yeah.
Well, because no, wouldn't it be the opposite?
No, absolutely not.
Because if in four years, if you haven't done anything through these last 4 years, then you know you're not going to get a fucking renewal.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, though, a person can feel like this. I don't give a fuck. So I'm just not going to do anything for 3.5 more years. And then I get to walk away scot-free. No breakup with the money going half and half. None of that, right? It's just like walk away.
It's like a regular boyfriend-girlfriend breakup.
You would have one bad interaction with that woman. Be like, man, fuck this bitch. And then for 3.5 years, you just deal with it because you know you get. And as opposed to working through that, whatever that one thing was. Like you said, in the beginning of your marriage, it was like y'all were arguing. You was like, I don't know if this is going to work. Right. Imagine if that had been that. You would have probably let that go at 4 years. Now, of course, now you're like, shit, I wish I would have,
right? Like, goddamn, that would have saved me fucking, you're right. You know what I mean, 10.5 years.
I just think we're just creating more excuses. Because for me, marriage is all about the commitment. You know, obviously people are not perfect. People are going to make mistakes, and you can choose to forgive them or not and depend if they're sincere or not. It is what it is. But I think now we're just finding any excuses to just, I'm uncomfortable. Oh, you inconvenience. I'm out. And I think with the social media, people thinking they have hella options because they see all these people online and they think they have access to them. They're just so quick to have one leg in and one leg out. And not seeing healthy marriages for the last 20 to 40 years is not helping.
You got me interested now in why marriages were even created. Should we ask?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try. Let's see what we got here.
Here, let's take a shot real quick for this 20 years.
I'm sure the king won it.
Oh, we gonna do that first?
Yeah. You taking a shot?
Yeah.
That's how you know he happy and not content.
Yeah, I'll take a shot.
I think, wasn't marriage created like for rich families wanted to keep their wealth, so they created the concept of marriage, right? I feel like...
That works.
It was never about love.
Yeah, I doubt that it was about love.
You rich.
But the reason why I'm asking is because a lot of women, you know, start out relationships with the idea that, you know, I have to get married. That is the end result here. Otherwise, what are we doing?
That was society's
what
programming.
Are we drinking, tequila?
Damn. That was society's programming that did that to them.
What kind of tequila is this?
Blanco?
Yeah, Blanco. Campo Bravo.
Is this good shit or is it mid?
I'm going to say it's mid. Let's call it mid.
My anniversary, y'all got me some mids.
Hey, listen, this is, you can
20
see the
years, my nigga.
Listen.
20 years.
For 20 years. Salute.
20 more.
Yes, sir. Nah, it wasn't bad.
Nah, it's not bad. What y'all doing? What are y'all doing right now?
I had some cherry popsicle C4.
What's from a French? But yeah, why y'all chasing it?
I asked for a Coke way before the drink.
I know. Oh, I thought you get a Dr. Pepper. What happened?
No, I wanted Coke.
Yeah, but why y'all got to chase it, man? I swear to God, you guys, man.
So you got a warm a Coke instead of a cold Dr. Pepper?
It's not that warm for me.
Okay.
It's room temperature, right?
It's room temperature. Okay, so,
it's not like tea.
Just 20 more. Okay, let's see how this goes. What was the point of marriage? Why was it created? Why was it invented? Is there anything you can tell us about it?
Marriage as a concept has been around for thousands of years, and its purpose has evolved over time. Here are some reasons why marriage was created. Now, one, economic reasons. Marriage provided a way to combine resources, divide labor, and ensure financial security for both partners and their families. Two, political reasons. In some cultures, marriages were arranged to create alliances between families, tribes, or nations, and to secure peace and stability. Three, religious reasons. Many religions consider marriage to be a sacred union that is blessed by a higher power and is necessary for the procreation and raising of children in a moral and religious environment. Four, social reasons. Marriage provides a way for individuals to publicly declare their commitment to each other and to their families.
That's the new one.
And to gain social status and acceptance within their communities.
Yeah. So, I think the French called one of them out when you walked away. That was the one about marriage, keeping bloodlines and money in a certain place or whatever. And then the last one, the social one, I think that's what we're experiencing now.
That's got to be it. Yeah.
And four is probably the worst one.
The worst one.
Yeah,
really
it
is.
Because it's just you basically putting your stamp on somebody. Like, that's mine.
Right. And saying, hey, like, and again, you know, well, the other Beyonce, still, you know, if you want, you know, whatever, you should have put a ring on it, right? Like, again, and it's like, okay, well, if you got a ring put on it, that means that you've qualified, right? Like, you, it puts a qualification on your fucking pussy to say, hey, someone cared enough, you know, I'm worth, it's my value that a man wanted to marry me, right? And then now I can show off to and be accepted amongst other married women, right? My age or in a status, like, it's lifted my status up.
It does, though. Even like in like career opportunities, like once you get married, they kind of like they would rather promote you than this single nigga.
Really,
definitely. Yeah. Job getting a job, getting a loan. There are a lot of things that I think they look at that they don't put on the paperwork. That this kind of like a discernment type thing. Like, okay, well this creates a different way. I see you differently if you have somebody that vouches for you.
Is this only for women or is this for both men and women?
I think it's both. Okay. I think it's both. Yeah, I think it's both. Because
especially in business.
And I think that it can hurt women, though, on the other side. So, like, there's sometimes when they'll be wanting to do something to provide a new opportunity for a woman, but they're like, this is going to require much more time away from home. It's going to require many more things for it to work. So, is she going to be able to do that?
Yeah.
Being a married woman.
Yeah.
Right? Like, is her husband going to be okay with all this office time?
Yeah, and that's why
and the kids and all of that.
And that's why when you see like women in high career, they tend to be single.
Do they? They do.
They are.
They do. Mm-hmm. They do.
I mean, okay. So again, let's just talk about a few, right? Like,
now
I mean,
wait a minute. Now we're talking about like CEO level. I think that they have the same rules. Like a nigga got to vouch for them for you to be like, but I think he's talking more along the lines like power attorneys or
a lawyer.
The aggressive woman job. Yeah, like I think those women are single a lot.
I mean, like again, so your wealth management person is a woman, right?
Yeah.
She's married.
Yeah.
Woman that, what's the name of words for it? She's married.
Good point.
So, I mean,
not saying some people are not married, but.
No, I know, but you're saying there tend to be, right? So, I think you and they have a conversation all the time that a lot of people aren't privy to. So, when you come back and you say they.
Maybe we should get they on the show next week.
Maybe you bring they.
French, can you bring they with you?
I don't know.
When do you talk to them? When do you get all this information that you feed us?
But you even see that on any type of shows when they try to
shows.
What shows?
Any show, like it's usually
Bridgerton.
It's the black female attorney, but I can't get a man.
What would be the show, French, that you watch that nobody would believe you watch? That's what I want to know.
That's the propaganda, though, right? Like, again, like that black female attorney thing that no one can find a man, right? That's just the thing, again, that gets black women thinking that you are a successful woman don't need a man, or you know what I mean? Like it's one of those things.
Or you got to make a choice.
Right. Like it's like either be successful or whatever. Like it's not, and I don't know when this is what, but, or when this started, but I know that there's this thing right now, right? And I don't know what's even worse. Is it the men versus women or racism now? Like, I don't think what's more prevalent.
I think it's men versus women.
I think it is. I mean, because I was on socials the other day and there was a dude street interviewing every girl. He asked, do men or do women need men? Categorically. And again, he could have cut it out. He could have, put it to make it
worse.
No. But they were all no's, right?
Yeah, but that's just the wave right now because feminism is at an all time.
But there
high.
was a whole thing of feminism, like when the first feminism, like with the chick with the do-rag on and the fucking arm movement and the burning of the bras. Feminism has changed. It's not about now. It's like we want ours, but it's now it's like fuck niggas too. Though it's a whole different vibe.
B, I just sent you a video. This video is gonna explain why now the language has changed to we don't need men, and it's an economic reason. It's not even because they don't like men. Because they have XY chromosomes. It's more.
You ready now? Or are you playing
now?
Yeah,
you're playing now.
One of every three men in this country, black or white, ends in a divorce in 18 months. Now, see, it used to be if you got a divorce, something was wrong with you. But when you have a stat this high, something must be going on in society. I now want to explain what that is. When America believed in agriculture, America believed in extended family. When America believed in the factory industrialism, America believed in the nuclear family. But now that America believes in the computer, now America believes in a single parent family. Make sure you see my analysis. When the economy changed, the family structure changed. There was more than love in these relationships. There was some money involved here. Our grandparents worked the fields together. had economic reason to stay together, and so they did. In a factory, man works in a factory, woman takes care of children. Economic reason again to stay together. But in this new economy, where you now have women working just as much, if not more, than men, you now hear women telling men, I don't need you, got my own job. Do what I want to do when I want to do it. And we are now doing it very well and by ourselves. You know the number one song in America a couple years ago, Ain't Nothing Going On But The Rent. If you want to be with me, you got to have a J-O-B. It's all about money. All about money. When the economy changed, that's the family structure changed.
Yeah.
And so now we have a lot of people making plenty of money and lonely.
He got on a Buster Brown suit.
Yeah, but it still stands. It's still relevant to this
day. I thought he said a couple years ago, and that nigga went back to like the 80s.
No, this is the 80s. Look how the nigga look. Like, this is an 80s.
Oh, yeah,
nigga.
No. Yeah. Okay, you're right. That is.
But think about it, though. That was in the 80s. So now, got a seersucker. Now, the plane's in all effect. That's why they're saying this. It's like, outside of, even if you need a man to live, there's niggas' jobs now, all they do is fucking mount TVs. Like, that's the job.
So, I mean, I don't know what you're saying.
So when you get a street interview of a girl saying they don't need men, the society now kind of give them this false idea where they feel like they really don't need men.
Well, again, I think this is the problem again, right, for me.
Because they can get their own money.
Well, this is the problem, right? We've talked about it before. You know, these boss, and I'm doing air quotes, y'all. Boss women, right? Like where they fucking are, like you saying, they're successful, you know, whatever. And then that thinks that like all of a sudden you grew a dick. Like, nah, like again, and I'm not here to say whatever, but I'm telling you, like, you can't be the fucking boss. Like the relationship where you think you're the fucking head or you're the boss, mm-hmm. I guess that's a bastardation. You know, that's not how it's supposed to be. Like, you thinking that this is not Amazon. You know what I mean? And I mean, not the company, but the fucking
jungle
women fucking run.
That was damn shit.
Are you saying that in the context of that boss chick dating a dude?
No, it's a mentality where you think that because you are a boss or you're in a position where you may be a boss, right, where you may be making your own money, where you may be running some shit, requires you to not be able to acquiesce or submit or fucking let someone else take the lead. Like, you always got to be the front man for the whatever relationship that you're in or whatever thing that you're running. You got to be the fucking lead dog.
So I think those girls, the biggest problem they run into is the type of men they would want to date don't really want to date them. So they have to tend.
I think it's just the opposite. The type of men that the type of men that would date them, they don't. Maybe that's the same thing.
That's the same thing.
No, but
because they want another boss man that's making a lot of money, but those dudes are trying to get some fun girls.
No, but they don't. They're not going to be no chick that thinks that you ain't got no motherfucking.
So they tend to date a dude that's either making less than them, but that still carries all the other qualities.
And
that's
never gonna. And that's
but
not gonna work
because he's making less than them. No, they think because homie's making less than them that they have this superior.
Yeah, like
that's,
the, he,
that's
that
them though.
So again,
but homie
he's
don't
making,
probably don't give a fuck.
He's making less than them, so he is less than them.
Yeah, that's how they look at it. But it should not be this way. But that's how they look at it because they don't understand how money works.
Fuck money. This is a relationship. Like again,
but to them, it ties to money.
Nah, because this is what I always felt like. Right, like even going back to the wild Jamie Mac. Right, when motherfuckers had money and felt like that made them somehow superior than, you know, someone else. It was always very refreshing to bring that reality to them.
Right.
Right? Like to be like, listen, look at you now. Your money is not like, I mean, sure, you might have more of it than me at this time or right now, but right now you are not superior to me. I am very much superior to you in this interaction right here, right now, and it's fucking clear that your money means fucking shit.
But they don't care about
except that. For the fact that I'm finna get more of it because you got more of it, right? Like that's because of this, your money, it's put you in a position where someone who you think is less, that you may be superior to you, is now got you fucking tooted and booted up against the wall. Like you're ass out right now, and your money is not gonna save you. Your money is not gonna make this better except for satisfying the fact that that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, like, I mean you're like, right, but to them, that's why they have this certain thing with the money. Oh, I'm making X figures now. Oh, I can't even look at niggas making this no more because
again. So to circle back to that club that you were so So four, that's all reinforcing the same shit. These niggas, you have to have a certain bank account to fucking come fuck with me and my friends in this club. Like that, and again.
But it's always been that way when it comes to women, right?
I don't know.
When you wanted to, back in the day.
I'm a man.
Back in the day when you wanted to marry a woman, you had to bring the parents hella gifts and shit like
that. No, she brought the dowry. Like the dowry was her responsible. How much are you giving me to take her off your fucking hands?
Right. Oh, okay, that's how it was. But all I know is there's always some financial ties tied to it.
Yes, and again,
like you got to show like you.
I want that cow
take
too.
Care of me
and the goats.
Yeah, and back then it's because they couldn't work, but now because they can work, they still believe that it should be the way it was back then. And I think that's where I'm confused. That's when I get out the conversation because I understand women of the past, but any girl born after 1979, and the reason why I use that year because that's when they could open up their own bank account. I don't know why they expect the men to also be providers when we can go get... You got OnlyFans. You got a whole nother option that I don't have to go make money. So it's like... But that's why, for me, that's when
I... You don't think you can have an OnlyFans?
I mean, you can, but I'm saying that's why I remove myself from the conversation when...
No, can you?
Right.
Can I have
specific?
A...
Yeah.
What would you feature?
I don't want to do OnlyFans.
What would you feature?
No, not whether you want to.
If you had to do it, let's say... Shit,
if I was a girl?
If you were you. Oh. Right now, if you were you, uh-huh. What would you feature your OnlyFans?
Like, to make some money. You don't think you could do it. Like, so again, so whatever industry you're in, classes,
okay.
Boom.
Okay,
and you're like,
you.
Listen, I need to get some money. I'm going to start an OnlyFans. Bam, go.
I would first do like a high-intensity leg workouts for like a good... 4 to 5 weeks to...
Can you show us your legs and why somebody would trust you?
Because the reason why, what I'll do in my OnlyFans is body oil with, what they call it?
Baby lotion?
No.
Gay?
No, the...
Glitter?
The small shorts.
The shorts you're wearing?
No, the Europeans be wearing.
Glitter?
The ones you're wearing right
no,
now?
No, the shit the Europeans...
Speedos, nigga, come
with
on.
Speedos.
Candles.
A Speedo on, body oil. So I would want to do hella
squats.
Can
you show us your legs right now so that we can see what you'd be advertising on this?
That's why I said I would have to do a workout plan first.
Oh, so you'd have to get in shape first.
Yeah, so I can...
What
really
can you do right now to make money, bro? Not 6 months after
I still do the Speedos right now. Start...
And do what though? Like, give us a rundown.
Come
of what
on,
it,
man! Like,
give us a scene.
Angles showing the bulk,
the bulk of what?
Of my dick.
So
yeah, I'll tease. I'll be a teaser.
So you think you could get away with being just you, chicken grease, and Speedos, and then you're gonna just hit an angle?
Sorry, angles to show. Angle. Yeah,
like, you're not gonna do nothing else. You're gonna keep your Speedos on.
I'll be a tease. Yeah, it'll be teasing.
You're a teasy-ass bitch?
No, that's what it will start as.
I don't...
And so, I will have like a Rey Mysterio mask on so they won't see my face.
I don't...
The idea that French thinks he can be a tease is hilarious.
And this is the thing. Like, I don't know if he was a girl he could make, you know, OnlyFans.
Yo.
If I was a girl, I would just do feet pics.
No, hold on. You're really thinking that you're going to get by with just some chicken grease and Speedo and then some flexing?
Yeah. But it'll be like a latex Speedo. It wouldn't be like cotton.
That's not better. That's worse. That's not gonna make me put down my credit card more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel like what? I feel like German white women would subscribe.
He's very specific. German, like, I'm going after this German white women demographic, nigga. Don't you sweat this.
Gay niggas will subscribe.
Would they?
Whoa. Yes.
And that's okay with you? You're thinking...
I'm trying to get money, bro.
Listen. Yeah. I get
this
what
is, you do.
This is digital.
No.
This is
no,
digital.
Sir.
I don't have to touch you.
But no, I'm not... I'm not turning away nobody's bucks.
Yeah.
Fuck that. You're taking gay money?
Fuck yeah, I'm taking gay money. Like, if I'm doing...
What if
fucking,
they do requests?
What you talking about?
They like, you know, you like your fans do give you requests.
Digital.
You do them on the OnlyFans. So like,
what you mean
your
do
fan
them?
Is watching like, I wish you would just jiggle your balls more. If you jiggle your balls more, I'll super fan you more money or whatever. Like they tip you or whatever.
Okay.
Like, cause you got, I mean, it's just interactive, right? It's not like it's just you and...
Listen, I have never been...
Screen.
The only time I...
But it's interactive though, right, French?
It can be, yeah.
Has anybody here actually seen some real life OnlyFans?
I've seen, yes, but I've never seen it like logged into OnlyFans. Yeah, I've seen it on SpankBang.
Right, that's what I'm saying. No, that's what I'm saying. Not that. Like, just I'm talking about like...
Have I ever logged into an OnlyFans and watched some... No.
Yes.
I'm assuming,
so you can
though,
interact.
I'm assuming it's like YouTube
You can
chat.
Do that. I'm sure you can do that.
Like when we used to do live chat.
Hold up. You see how he
backed
me?
I know. We'll leave it alone for right now. Remember when we used to do our live show on Facebook? Our fans could interact with us during the show.
Yes.
I'm assuming it would be the same thing.
Okay.
It seems like they would be able to tip you or do whatever. So if dudes are watching you.
Yeah.
And they're tipping you and they're like, yo, I want you to jiggle your balls more. That is interactive.
Right.
So you're jiggling?
So how do I know they're a dude or not? Is his name?
His name is Big Dick Johnny 375.
So you just got to record you jiggling your dick and
you're on live. He's like, yo, I'm going to tip you.
Oh,
and they
it got real different. Like, whoa, hold on a second.
I recorded and sent it. But
no. This is live, bro.
On live is a little
different. $25, it's a $25 tip.
Yeah.
You doing it?
That's different. If I'm on the path of OnlyFans, it comes with the game.
Oh my God. I'm trying to take a nap, bro.
Hey babe, you on the show. would it be gay of me?
It's hella late to be taking naps, though.
Yeah, it's kind of late.
Mind your business.
So first of all, happy anniversary, babe.
Happy anniversary, kid.
Happy anniversary.
The Dubsky.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah, yeah.
I appreciate it.
We were actually talking earlier about being content or being happy, and you know, I'm happy. So would it be gay of me to, if I lost my job and I had to start OnlyFans, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my OnlyFans is I'm going to grease my body up and put on a speedo. And then I'm just going to like flex and do shit like that, right? You with me so far? Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem. I think, and I don't know, but I think that if I do an OnlyFans live, right? That means that my fans can chat with me while I'm doing my OnlyFans. They can tip me if I do certain things or whatever. They can make requests if they tip me. Kind of like how I was on ChatterBait.
I have no idea.
But I'm saying let's just walk with me. I've never seen it either. This is all from French. So let's say
you're greased up. You're in a studio. In a speedo.
Yeah.
You also do not have a job in the other world.
Right. Because here's the opinion. French and Mac both feel like, no, there's no...
Wait, you didn't finish.
I know. I want to give you a little framework. Mac and French feel like it's okay to do gay stuff as long as it's, you know, interactive. And not...
I don't know if I've actually put my point out there yet. Okay. I don't know if I've agreed or haven't.
Okay, let me finish then. Okay, so
Mac and French think it's okay to what?
So let's say gay dudes end up liking my OnlyFans channel, right? So okay. I have a lot of gay fans. They tip me. They tip me and like, okay, when I say, oh, Big Dick Johnny 735, what's your request? He's like, yeah, I just want you to jiggle your balls a little bit more in the camera. If I jiggle those balls in the camera, is that gay?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's one woman. But, of course, there's only one woman.
But you don't have a job? I'm just trying to make sure I'm fully putting the appropriate weight on the situation.
I do not have a job. Yes. I lost my job.
And Big D Johnny says,
no, Big Dick Johnny 725. Yeah, I need
a close up for the balls.
I need more ball work.
I need a little bit more ball.
I need ball work. More ball work, bro. He's like, I need more ball work, cutie.
And wait a minute. Right. But then again, it's for an additional tip, right? Like you're gonna get more money for it.
So the thing is about it is that it's like it's gay for pay, but it's still gay. Like it just ain't like you're not physically doing it, but you know what you're doing. Like so.
I feel like it's only gay for Big Dick Johnny.
It's only gay for Big Dick Johnny?
Because he requested it, and you just...
Because he's just an entertainer, right?
Yeah, he's just entertaining.
Because there's still women in the fucking thing, too. They're going to get...
Yeah, but this is a Big Dick Johnny's request.
Yeah, but it don't matter, because if Johnny is cashing out, then the point is...
Is there a money limit to where it stops being gay?
Huh.
No. So if he's
driving
$500, it's not a money limit when it stops being gay.
Yeah. So
it's
he
money limit when I'm just like, dang, my nigga be doing gay stuff online, but he be doing it.
$5,000.
You know? But he be doing it.
$5,000 to play my ball.
I already said it. Okay.
Well,
here we go.
This ain't me. This is French. So yeah, I just use me because I wanted you to, you know, speak from an honest place. But this is about French and French deciding that he thinks his OnlyFans select. Like I asked him if you had to do OnlyFans, right? Mm-hmm. What would your feature be? What would you feature? And he said he would just get greased up in some chicken grease, put on a Speedo, and then do an intensive leg workout, and that would get them in.
While he's playing, he'd probably really rack up like that.
Have you ever seen his thighs?
Yeah, because then once he showed us his thighs,
everybody has seen his thighs.
Exactly.
He got on short shorts.
Well, then she thinks your thighs are good, bro. So you might be all right.
I didn't say that. I just said you did say that.
But you said he rack up.
That's why I said I would go on a workout plan to make sure I have the muscles.
Yeah, but if you got to go right now, you lose your job today. You got to have a check. You got to have food on the table next week. You got to do something.
I would still get some subscribers.
How much? Right would, how much would Big Dick Johnny have to tip you to get your dick out?
The dick out.
No. That's different. Because remember, my profile is a tease profile. It's a
your
tease
profile
page.
Or your profile.
What's the
it's
difference?
A tease OnlyFans page. So it's not like you're gonna see the whole thing.
This nigga think he'd be a good tease.
I'm never gonna show. It's like those girls that only put bikini pictures on their OnlyFans.
Yeah.
But they don't really do nothing else. But they still make money. So yeah. I'm saying I'll be one of those.
Okay. Okay. You think that'll work it?
Well, it's a no for me, but I just feel like I can understand why Reggie would do it in his thought perspective. It's a no for me.
But I'm not trying. I don't need you to like show me your loyalty to me. I'm saying, do you think it could work for him?
For Reggie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. But it's still gay.
Yeah. 100%.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. No problem. Bye.
Huh? You got one subscriber.
Hey. That's all
I mean. I mean, at least she's female.
Oh, that's my Big Dick Johnny. Yo, what if the first couple of weeks it was like popping, but then the third week it's only like Big Dick Johnny and Long Dick Larry, and it's like all of them are just the gay dudes. They showed up the third week. Like, you still doing your show, Fritz? You still doing your leg workout?
That's when you're going to have to try to change the content.
Wakanda forever. Shit, niggas. Nah, like, so, you can't fall back on the digital divide. Like, listen, there's a digital disconnect.
That's why I'll be able to do it. Because it's never fully gay.
This is gay. It's a bad plan, bro.
But it's not
this
fully
is a bad
gay.
Plan, bro.
It's just gay. It's not gay. It's
you didn't think
gay.
This through all the way.
you ain't never had it. He didn't touch your shit, huh? Like, you didn't touch his, huh? Yeah. I mean, so what's gayer, an actual devil's threesome or digital?
No, an actual devil's threesome to me is gayer.
Yeah, for sure.
Anything live action is gayer, bro.
No contact whatsoever is not gayer. If you all bump in any kind of way, gayer.
Right.
So it sits right in the middle. As long as you stay on your side of the body, I stay on my side of the body, it's less gay than his OnlyFans.
But there's a big caveat to that to me.
Which one? The devil's threesome?
Yeah.
What's that?
Eye contact.
Oh, no. Don't look at me, nigga. Sunglasses.
You can't.
We just got everybody wear sunglasses, my nigga. You can't fuck up.
Look, yeah. Because then I'm like, are you looking at me?
But I don't know. But
are you looking at me?
Ignorance is bliss, bro.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Ignorance is bliss.
That motherfucking cliche is never been more true.
I would prefer to give you all the peaks you want than to know you're peaking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I would rather give you all the sneak peeks you want than to know you're looking. Because that's like, that's my acknowledgement.
That would throw you so off on the devil's threesome.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen.
If it doesn't, what does that mean? What if it charges you because you're competitive?
No. Nah.
French is like, yo, this nigga's gay. Like, no, I'm just competitive.
Nigga, like, no, I'm winning.
I want mine to feel better than yours.
I'm winning.
Your eyes don't look like yours is feeling that good. That's weird. Ugh.
Yeah, no, I think definitely the devil's threesome is because
especially contact devil's threesome.
Yeah.
Like inside the same hole devil's threesome. Come on.
Bro, I mean, like, or would she put both of them in the mouth at the same time?
Like, yeah, like that's contact too. I don't.
What about adjacent contact, right? So like,
nope.
You know what I'm talking about,
like
right?
Like a swinger party or something?
No. You in the butthole.
Butts are bumping.
No. You in the butthole. Oh. I'm in the pussy.
Yeah.
But that wall is real thin.
No, that don't matter. That's. Mm. I mean, if let's just say there's no way for our thighs not to touch.
No, there's contact. That contact.
Yeah, but if there were a way to do it where nobody touched anything, I don't care. It's not
like suspended, like fucking Mission in Black, like Mission Impossible.
Mr. Fantastic.
You just coming down off the roof, just dangling.
I saw one the other day that I was like, nope, I had to cut it off because it was. I felt bad for oh boy.
On the bottom?
He was sitting on the couch.
Uh-huh.
And a girl was riding him, facing
him. Right.
And then another dude came and got on the back of the couch.
And he get his dick sucked and she was drooling over top of him?
Well, no, it's just she leaned over to the right a little bit.
Yeah.
She leaned over to the right a little bit to suck his dick, but it was like his right thigh or leg had to be touching his shoulder. So, yeah. Like, it's impossible for it not to be. And I have no problem with somebody's leg touching my shoulder.
Right.
In any situation other than us both being naked.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if it were just something like we were playing football or whatever, I got tackled and his shoulder, his leg was all across my shoulder. Cool.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. But us both being naked changes the dynamic.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, and it's weird because it wasn't always, unless you go back to ignorance is bliss, I don't remember when it actually became a realization to me how gay these, you know, gangbangs and, you know.
Think about being a guy on the bottom, right? You're not going to fuck her harder. You know why?
Right.
Because I don't want her to straighten up and, like, start feeling it. Because if she's straight and start feeling it, now I got dick smell in my face.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then
not even if she's not in my face, it's just like, ugh.
And then, you know, like, again, I think.
Even the blow bangs. I feel like those are gayer.
The who?
The blow bangs. When What's they that? Only suck dick only. Like a bukkake.
Well, if you're the first guy, it's cool. You're like, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like what Jimmy Mack was saying earlier, when she got all the dicks in her, trying to put all the dicks in her mouth.
Yeah, and then, you know, she's...
Yeah, fuck that.
And like, then again, I think there's a heavy dose of gayness, right? Like, I think, again, like, you know, I saw, like, this nigga's hitting, and the nigga, I mean, her and the nigga on the bottom were both moving, and I'm like, nah, my dude, see, like, your thrust and... got me moving too because you doing like, nah, that's not gonna
now
work.
Now we all in rhythm?
Like, yeah, like, no, like that, like, again, like, like, this is, and I know you said it's cool, like, that the perineum or the whatever the fuck that the wall is between the ass and the pussy is a good enough barrier. But if I feel that, I feel your dick come in and start fucking grinding up against my dick.
Don't focus on that, bro.
No, what do you mean don't focus on it? I can feel it, dude. Like,
you,
I'm not
if you focusing at your gay.
I'm not focusing on it. I can't help but feel.
If you're
feel,
thinking about my dick, you're gay, dude.
It's not, I'm not thinking about it.
You are. You're like,
it's
yo,
fucking
what is,
happening.
Yo, your dick is slamming up against me. That's gay. If you even make that thought, like, you got to be like, yo, this is
like I said, there's a whole level of gayness about all of that.
Yeah.
Because, again, there's no way not to be... You can, I don't know what you can not think about. Like, all of a sudden you're just fucking a pussy and this nigga come in the ass and all of a sudden shit just tightened up and now your fucking shit is like, there's like something else moving on the backside, like, you know, and it wasn't there before. Like,
she
how do you
be
not
pregnant? Like, she pregnant.
That's a no go for me. Like, prego porn, that's a
I'm not talking about porn, I'm talking about,
well, just even the whole thing. Like, I think, you know what I mean, like, that's you know what I mean? You're just disrespecting.
Did we say what month you'll stop having sex with you? I think you said like 6 months, six or what was it?
I don't remember, but yeah, like, I mean, like, it gets.
As soon as the ultrasound?
No, not as soon as the ultrasound.
As soon as you hear the heartbeat.
No, like, again, I think once it becomes to the point where you can't do regular fucking fuck positions. Like, when you can't,
you can't fuck.
I don't know that you, I don't know that you ever stop being able to do that.
No,
what kind of fucking positions y'all be in, bro? Y'all be doing some acrobatic shit.
Nigga doing
what position can't you do pregnant?
There's a few, right? I mean, like, you can't. The buck is out of the picture.
You crazy. I'm going to try.
I mean, again, you could try.
Because, I mean, as long as you get outside of the stomach, you got to get the legs outside of the stomach.
And let's be clear. That's not visually aesthetic.
What?
Yeah. The buck with the big old mountain? Like,
big
come
old
on.
Mountain? That's your baby, dickhead.
Listen, and I don't want that. You want to think about that?
I don't need to.
You
want
to think about having sex with your baby?
You're not having sex with... You're a weirdo.
No, I'm just saying. Like, I mean, you just said, oh, that's your baby. Like, I mean, I don't even want to think about the baby while we're fucking.
Why?
So now... What?
Well, you should always be thinking about the baby. You have a baby. What do you mean?
I should always be thinking about it? No,
you
that's not how
I... You should be focused on it, but it should be able to be a thought.
Nah. That's not boner inducing.
Right. Yeah, you. I mean, I don't know where you're at right now.
I'm just saying,
you're
like,
all
you think,
the way there.
Nope,
so.
I'm just saying, thinking about the baby has. Listen, whenever I'm fucking, baby should not be part of something thought. Put
so
it that way.
A baby came out of here as a bad thought?
Nope. That's after the fact. That's after the fact. And then that's like if you got stitches still going on, then you're like, yeah. Yes, me thinking about the fact that.
Well, if there's stitches, you shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
They're dissolvable.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be there, though, to helping them dissolve. They're not ready yet.
You gotta let that. That 6 to 8 weeks go.
You're going to let that thing connect back up. And then you're going to feel that nigga dick. For real this time. Not through no skin. Yeah. You about to bust that scene.
You didn't make that escape valve.
That's terrible to think about.
Like, damn, I don't know how she got pregnant. We just did anal. Well, nigga, she got an extra canal now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
But that might feel good.
So, like I said, I didn't say... But I was thinking about it, and at first I was like, I was leaning towards French Reggie, right? And I was like, you know, maybe, you know, it ain't so gay because, again, you're not, maybe you can just think about it, like, you know, not think about it type shit, right? Like, it is just, you're not interacting, like, but you are, right?
You what are, the, are you you're saying interacting a statement, with a dude. Nigga? You going back and forth, but you haven't made the first statement yet. You're not. Well, but you kind of aren't, but you are, but you're not.
Yo, buddy. The way I look at it, the gig is the gig, bro.
The gig is the gig.
That's something.
Mac agrees with you.
No, I mean,
yes, you do, because Hitman, stop it.
What are you talking about?
He being a hitman, the gig is the gig.
Yeah.
I'm not a killer, but if I got to get, you know, this money. Yeah,
right.
Know?
That's kind of true. Yeah. That's kind of true.
So y'all agree, you both.
And so, no, again, I was already leaning that way until Kit got on, and I felt gay. It was like, yeah, if a woman says it's gay, then it gives, you know.
Women are the worst, bro. Women are the most homophobic people in the world. And it's so crazy because they always act like guys are homophobic, but women are far more homophobic.
Yeah. I know y'all listeners couldn't hear that, but Kit from the outside room just chimed in and said, "Nah, that's just gay, nigga."
How did we get to here with your friend?
You got us here with that chicken grease, nigga.
So again,
and your Speedo.
So I think you're right, because I feel like if your dick, knowing that there's a dude watching and your dick can stay hard, it's the same thing with fucking
the
power play.
He says the angles, the bulge.
It's the same thing with the puffy power play, right? Like, it's not a power play, nigga. You're gay. Like, if your dick gets hard for a nigga to suck it, then yeah, sure, you're choking this nigga with a hard dick.
But what if it's just to tip it? If you're getting your dick hard to get it tipped.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm thinking about, you know.
What do you think about?
Women.
Oh, you're thinking about women to get tipped? I don't think you are.
To maintain my heart. I take a Viagra pill. That way I'm just
what
hard.
What if Big Dick Johnny's like, yo, text me back while you're doing this? He's going to keep you engaged.
Nope. Yeah, you can't be texting a nigga, right?
I can turn it off. I can turn it off.
You cannot text a nigga,
Frisch. That's the problem, though, with sex work is that you're going to hit your limit at some point, and then how do you react to that?
You got to let them know.
Sometimes I think people don't let them know.
Especially if the money... I mean, I think the money gets, like, you know, because I've seen it with fucking dancers, right? Like, you know, they start off, oh, I'm just going to go topless, right?
Right.
And then it's like, oh, well, wait a minute. This club is fucking, I can get more if I do the whole thing.
Right. Same.
And then next thing you know, like,
I'm doing private parties.
And next thing you know, it's like, fuck, you a straight up hoe now. Like, yeah, I mean, like, you
straight up.
You full up on, you
why
know. What I mean?
Why wasn't she when she started stripping?
Because she wasn't fucking.
I disagree. Yet. You're stripping, you're fucking. That's fucking to me. You might as well be fucking.
Same.
Well, you might as well be is not same thing as you are.
To me, it is. It looks the same to me.
The outside world won't know the difference.
Yeah, the outside world is going to assume that you are, whether you are or not. And they're justified in doing so.
Yeah.
Because there are enough of them that are doing it.
Yeah.
So, and this is weird because I feel like I, especially when I was younger, going to strip clubs, I just didn't run across these fucking bitches, or maybe I just didn't have enough money.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, he wasn't paying.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, you're right.
You're the 12th man in the NBA, right? Yeah. You never get in the game. Are you a basketball player?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't get in the game, though, right?
Yeah, your stats are 0.
But you're still a basketball player, right?
Right.
What do you do for a living?
I play basketball.
All right.
But you that's sure? not... No, I don't... No, no.
You're still associated with what it is that you are. Everybody fucks, except for the couple of girls that
that's
I'm
really
different.
I'm dental different. School, yeah.
I'm different. I don't... Yeah. Just because...
So you think the majority of strippers fucking?
Yes!
I think it's definitely more than half.
How many strippers have you fucked at a club, from a club? French Reggie, so you were so emphatic. I mean, that's the reason why I asked came to you first, because your yes was at a different pitch. It was Chris Rockish. Yes! So...
Miami... $300 can do it.
Did you do it? That's what he's asking. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Miami, okay. An extra $300 can do it. Now, if she really likes you, she might even do it for $150.
Oh, you know what? You're right.
That's the number that I was going to say, $149, because I have witnessed a $149 transaction.
Yeah, no. And I now that I, you know what's funny? Now that memory is weird. Like, you know, now I do remember sometime that was definitely possible.
Well, I'll say $149 was a tip.
Definitely possible to go home, you know, and get some, you know, after hours curricular shit going on for some extra cash. I remember that.
I would say more than half, honestly,
though. And then even they're not fucking the niggas, there are no other niggas that will give them more money to fuck them.
And what qualifies her from being that person? She does it one time, 10 times, or she does it all the time? Which one of those qualifies her as being the thing?
One.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Yeah, one.
Yeah. And I guarantee more than 50% have done it at least once.
Yeah.
Way one, more than 50%.
Yeah, one time. Yeah, if you do it one time, then yeah.
I had a real bad month. Bills all stacked up at the same time.
Or he
somebody offered that
I'm attracted to this nigga. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think that ever happens. I think that almost never happens.
You don't
ever.
Think that, like, okay, that I think that's
he
the
he might
gateway.
Get a cheaper rate, but that's it.
No, but
I don't think that, honestly, Mac, just being people that I've known who are strippers or people that I know who've dated, O-Dub has fucked many strippers.
Right.
I don't think
But O-Dub's a what? French? O-Dub's an eight, right? At least. In your book, right?
Don't count yourself short.
Because right, seven, but he's just definitely not thinking. He's right. Got to be at least an eight for you, right? So, I mean, to think again, so if you're like, oh, this nigga's an eight,
yeah.
You know what I mean? He fucking works out and shit.
Yeah.
Like, no, I like,
but it's
I would
because
fuck this
the nigga either got money or
I would
he can
fuck
give
this nigga
lifestyle.
For free, right? Like, so, you know what I mean? Like, I would
nah,
fuck this nigga for
that's
free.
That's not how strippers
now,
think.
Now I'm going to get some money for
strippers
it, too.
Strippers don't even like niggas. So, yeah. I don't think that's a real thing. Most strippers are either lesbian or they just are so, they've seen such an ugly side of men. That they can't like guys like that anymore.
Huh.
Because they seen a nigga come in with Larry on his shirt, like he works at somewhere that he doesn't make a lot of money.
Right.
And they'll watch him spend his entire paycheck.
Right.
Knowing he got a wife, he got a ring on and everything, and
right.
He's gonna go home almost broke.
Right.
And they see that kind of shit, and they're like, and this same nigga tried to fuck me, and he got a wife and kids. They see the dirt of niggas. So they don't think of it like that. When you're like, oh, this nigga's sexy. No, they're not thinking like that. They're like, how much money is it worth my time?
Right.
And can I come back to work tonight, or are you gonna give me enough to not have to come back tonight?
Yeah. And then if it's become a boyfriend, it's because that boyfriend is giving them a lifestyle, whether extra drugs, extra, he's a celebrity, so he can bring her places. It's never because he's really funny.
I don't know about that part, but I do know that most strippers don't like dudes like that.
That nigga's saying it's not because he got jokes. That's funny. Yeah, I don't know. You're probably right as far as the, I just think that would be, again, I don't see how that's much different than French Reggie doing it, not liking guys, but doing gay shit.
Who said it's different?
Yeah. Y'all, nobody,
wait a minute.
I'm saying to the question.
Well, no,
to
because again,
that.
No.
Don't explain, nigga, just take that dick.
Because again, like.
Take that dick tip.
It's not.
Nigga said, I'm trying to, yeah, what you said. Huh? Ching, ching. What noise does it make on OnlyFans?
Ding.
You know, a chatter baby does that. Ding.
Right.
What does it do on OnlyFans when you tip them?
Like, I feel like you
got
could,
him.
You feel like, again, like if you're doing it, but you don't really like the people that you're doing it for, so it's all like a show, it's all fake, right? It's not even real at all. There's no semblance of realness to it. Then I think it's less gay.
Hey, man, whatever makes you guys be able to go to sleep at night.
I mean, just ask. I mean,
like,
again,
like, for me, I don't think it's gay at all because it's part of the gig. That's why I'm saying that just charges the gig. Just like Jake Gyllenhaal and them did for Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, go ahead. So
was it gay or
so
they were?
No, that's, there's
so
for, a,
no. Okay. He said gig.
You're right.
Yeah.
So let's say you volunteer at your future daughter's school, right?
Uh-oh.
And you're doing like the fall festival, and they put you in the kissing booth.
Nah.
No, like, you say
come
no
on,
already.
Man.
How you say no
would
already?
Would you want to do the cakewalk?
Yeah, that's those are children.
You want to sit on a cake and suck a dick? Or sit on a dick and suck a cake?
No. So, no, the kids. Wait a minute. What are you talking
you
about?
You said French, kissing booth, right?
Right.
Yeah,
but French Reggie, hold
it's
up, though.
Your job. It's
hold
a
up,
gig.
French, hold up. I don't know what school you went to or what you think is going on. But at the kissing booth, even though it's for a school, your daughter's school, ain't no kids coming up to you to
get
those
grown-ups. Yeah,
right, nigga.
Oh, okay.
Weird. Nigga, you weird.
Right, like, come on, man. And
I was like, what?
Them is kids. Like,
so
what?
Like the parents wanting to come kiss you?
Yeah, the single moms or whatever.
Yeah.
You're right.
No, but what a single dad go? This is 2024. We teaching diversity
inclusivity.
So
nah.
It's the gig, my nigga. It's for your daughter. You're not doing that for your daughter? But dad, it's not wrong. It's not weird. We have to love everybody as humans.
Nah, some stuff. You
teachable moment. What do you say?
Dad's not comfortable. Just like boundaries.
Oh, you're a homophobe. That's what your daughter's gonna say.
Hey, she got no boundaries. Everybody got boundaries.
She's like, Dad, you're a homophobe. You're
and
homophobic.
I'm like, that's not homophobia.
And she
no, it's not. But you kind of were scared to kiss that nigga. I mean, that's
he's a cute guy.
That's like ugly. That's like true homophobia. Boundaries. Like you were afraid.
I'm good.
He don't have a dad bod. He's a cute
I'm
dad.
I'm good.
No. What if it was O-Dub?
No.
He ain't got no kids at school.
Right.
He just showed up.
Heard y'all have a kissing booth.
And that's not a gig. That's a volunteer work. It's different.
Oh, yeah. Like, ain't no money on that one, huh? Like, okay, so if they're paying you, does it make a difference?
Nah. That's I cannot get paid for real gay shit. I can.
You just said it's the gig. Nigga, make up your mind, bro. You are so confusing. Is it the gig or is it not the gig?
Yeah, it's the gig because this is digital. This is digital.
There's a
actually, yeah.
You're in the privacy of your own home. Yeah.
Okay, so then would you do, okay, would you make kissy faces at the camera?
Anything digital is fair game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you say his name? We like, yo, I want you to kissy face at the screen, but say my name between the kissies.
Luckily, we have AI. I'll just edit it that way.
He's doing that shit.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up, though. So you're willing to edit or have AI, even though it wasn't real, but there's a quote-unquote deep fake of you.
Because I can always say it's deep fake.
I bet it is deep.
But not fake.
That nigga. You would do anything. Strange for some change. Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's it. A little bit, something strange for a little piece of change.
Yeah, I don't fuck that gig, is the way I look at that.
That
ain't gonna happen.
Like, I dig a ditch, huh? Like, put up some fence. I go rob a nigga. I ain't gonna lie. Like,
so I'm not robbing a
nigga. No, there's a difference between us. You know what I mean? I know. So you would do gay shit before you rob somebody?
Yeah. I'm not robbing nobody, bro. That people work too hard for that shit. And I'm not doing either. But before I would do rob somebody, I would do some gay
shit. That is a thought process, nigga. Gay shit.
Like, if it's coming down to getting some money, like, nigga, I got a weapon, like, I got a loaded pistol or a loaded dick.
Depends on what kind of load. Right. Which pistol's loaded and what it's loaded with.
I like, you just gotta run it, nigga. Run.
I'm not hurting another human.
What Killer Mike say, run the jewels, nigga. Like, come on, nigga. Like, and again, I'm not gonna.
They call testicles jewels, too.
They sure do, don't they?
They do.
And again, you said hurting, right? Like, and again, there's levels to hurt.
Yeah. But I mean, honestly, I'm not doing either one of those things. I would do the gay thing before I'd hurt
somebody. And it's funny, right? It's like you call my bluff, right? You're like, no, I ain't giving up. Like, okay, well, I'm not going to fuck it. Okay, well, at this point, you might win. Like, because again, like, I'm not at a point right now where I would push the issue further, right? Where I get the pistol whipping you or actually even shoot you or do something like that to get your money. It's more of the, you know, the little dog syndrome. Like, I'm going to fucking just bark real loud with my gun and hopefully you'll just give me what I want. But if you fucking don't, you know what I mean, and put up some resistance, then I might be the motherfucker just to run away and catch someone else. You know what I mean? Like,
What's wrong with criminals? Why don't they think like that? Maybe they do. Maybe they do, and we just see only the negative shit, right? There, maybe most people who are doing it are not really trying to hurt nobody. They just like, man, I just got to get this.
I've definitely seen some videos like that where, you know, and I've seen it in real life too, where it just did not work out.
Where a nigga come in with something in his jacket and it's a gun.
And nobody's like, fuck you. And they're like, well, do something, nigga. And they're like, and I'm like, first off, the motherfucker that is willing to play that bluffing game, right? Like the victim that's willing to say, like, fuck you, you ain't gonna do shit. Like,
then they lock that door on your ass and you can't get out.
Bro, like, it's like you're a different type of human being, because again, my first instinct is just, I don't know. I believe in the craziest of it all, right? Like, I don't believe that motherfuckers are not gonna do it, right? Because if you've come this far,
right, you might pull it. Yeah. But that's just too much, bro. Just do some gay shit.
I'm not.
Just do some gay shit. That's too much, man. It's too close to hurting somebody, bro.
You know, again, you stay in, like, what was that fucking that ring circle, or where they were fucking, those kids were robbing all the fucking celebrities and shit, breaking into their houses out in Southern California.
Damn, didn't hear about that.
Yeah, no, it was like these fucking high school kids, and you know, there was like the bling ring is what I think it was called. And Asian girls set it up and did all this shit. They made a movie about this whole shit, right? But it was a real deal. Like, they were fucking, you know, because celebrities were posting, basically, when they're not home,
right,
all of this other shit. Okay. And so when they were, you know, they knew because of social media, they would just go rob these motherfuckers' houses, right? And they were rich kids, too, though. That was the thing. Like, they didn't need to even be like this. Well, some of them were. And they were hanging out with some people that weren't rich. And that's just kind of how that kind of, the non-rich people were like, let's do this. And they're like, fuck it, let's do it. I'm fucking bored and rich and don't got enough excitement in my life, so I'll fucking do it too. And yeah, they all got caught.
Damn.
Yeah, they all got fucked up. But that was happening not too long ago out here in Buckhead, right? I mean, all these motherfuckers, not even Buckhead, it was over in Paces Ferry area and shit, right? All them fucking Mariah and and all these other celebrities' houses were getting broken into.
Cars were getting jacked.
Yeah, like they were like in there, and I'm like, what kind of security don't you have? Like, I mean, like my nigga, be honest, is like not that rich, and this nigga got the fucking the fortress on lockdown. Right. Like nigga, you are not getting in here without getting spotted. Nigga.
Somebody like, gonna know you was here.
Like you, right. You're not even coming around the corner, nigga, without a notification, nigga. Like, and then once the door get cracked, nigga, and the fucking smoke detectors and the sirens go off, you are how does some elementary or some high school kids break into your shit?
I think it's because they're not in the house. So.
But again, like that's what I'm saying. Like you don't got no alarm, nigga. Like you don't got fucking ADT at least, nigga.
You
like,
would think that those celebrities would live in an area that has their own security neighborhood,
right?
Security
watch, or yeah.
I mean, not again, even watch. I'm talking about an official security car right. that goes around the neighborhood,
right? But even that. But again, to get in the motherfucker,
maybe,
like
because they're rich, maybe they know something that you know what I'm saying, like they have a cheat code kind of.
Yeah, maybe.
Like they look like they belong. You're in a Jaguar and you pull right. in at a brand new Jaguar SUV.
But once the door gets. You know, like something unsealed, like the back door gets slid open or a window gets
well,
propped
no, no,
open.
I'm saying that like in some of those gated communities, there's no reason to have all that secured like that because very few people can even get back here.
That's true.
So what if yeah. because they're rich kids, they kind of have the look.
Right.
So the security guard at the front like, man, I'm not fucking with this senator's son. He look like a senator's son.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Do you know who my dad is? If you don't, you know what I'm saying? That kind of, I don't know.
No, it's funny because I was talking that shit the other day because I had the kayaks in the back of the truck, and we were in Publix, but this is in Snellville. And someone was like, oh, shit, I'm taking a look to make sure that the fucking kayaks are good. I'm like, you know we outside the perimeter, right? Like, we, like this ain't inside the perimeter where you stay. Like, this is different out here. Like, you know, but then last night I still left them in the back of the truck. But then I'm like, find myself waking up, like, periodically to check the truck to, like, look out there. And
where
they were
you
like—
stay?
That's what they said. They, oh, well, you said, but what's, well, you know what did it to me? Fucking that neighborhood app. That fucking neighborhood app always Ring? Got, they, no, it's just, I don't know if it is Ring, but it's neighborhood where you can connect with neighbors and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's part of Ring, I thought.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, do you have a Ring camera?
Nope.
Well, then how do you have the neighborhood app?
I think any cameras you have now, there's like apps.
You, I don't even
there's
think
like
you need to have
apps.
It. You don't, I had it before I even had it. I had it before I had yeah, any
cause,
kind of Ring.
Because is it baby blue, the icon or the logo?
It's green.
Yeah, because all the neighbors in the neighborhood can talk
right,
in the app.
Right.
So you just got to have your house address.
Oh, mine says neighbors. That's different.
Okay, yeah. Right. And you then and motherfuckers be posting shit, you know, from their Ring cameras or yeah. video cameras of niggas coming up, you know, breaking into their cars. Yeah. And in my, like, recent, in my vicinity, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So this is everybody that you kind of, in your area, they kind of share information. And, like, have you seen my dog? Or, you know, do you know a good fucking whatever? Do you know a fucking good mechanic or some bullshit like that, right? But they're always posting this fucking shit about their, you know, fucking, you know, someone breaking in their car and you see it or coming up to their door trying to jiggle the handle or some bullshit like that. And I'm like, okay, this is getting kind of close, right? Like this shit is, and it's these young bucks and they're just riding up and down the street. Niggas is just, there's
and
a car
was,
in the street.
There was a wave of young kids stealing Kias. I guess Kia had like an issue.
Oh, no, you just put the headphone in it, jack into
the
shit.
Yeah, so, like, if you had a Kia, you was just going to get robbed.
The Kia boys.
To the point, insurance companies stop insuring Kias.
Yeah, it was
you
I mean,
put your headphone into it?
So you put the fucking back end of the headphone jack in the fucking ignition and
push the start button?
And do something, right? Like, and it would just bypass and just start up. It was some weird
hella
shit.
Hella kids, that's 13, funny. 14.
Yeah.
Just
well, no, they had a whole thing about it. I mean, a whole gang. It was called the Kia Boys. And these niggas was, and the thing about it is these niggas was on social, right? Like, it's just wild.
Showing you how to do it, too.
Right. It's just wild as fuck how you
that's
can,
the funny part.
You can record crimes and make it become popular.
Yeah.
And again, I'm just like, I know you ain't seen Menace to Society. Like, this is how it ended bad. For O Dog, not O Dub, bro.
But see, that's different. I saw on the news,
right?
The two girls, the black chicks, who were going around removing boots for less money than the boot place.
Oh yeah.
That was on the news, my nigga.
They made they had that was like their ad. That was their promo. That was their promo ad.
So you come back to your car and there's a boot in your car. That's like $75, $150.
Yeah, they'll do it for $35.
But if you call them, they'll come to where you at with the key and take your shit out for $35.
Yeah, they got like a whole IG page.
What? And they was on the news, nigga. Yeah. They had ski masks on.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Two young blacks. She's probably 20s.
And they got caught?
Eventually, I'm sure they got caught. I don't know if they did.
They and they changed the boot now. It's like you, the boot changed. It's not like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I seen it,
probably because of them.
I seen a boot at the nigga's house. I was like, yo, this is crazy. Either somebody got drunk and spent the night there and then ended up leaving with somebody else and their car got left at a party, or they fucking don't. They, like, I just want you to know that we're going to embarrass you. We're going to do this at your crib.
They boot a nigga's house in a driveway?
Yeah, no, it was like the driver was here. It was like three cars in the driveway and then one more car parked on the side, but that shit had a boot on it.
Yeah, I mean, if you know a nigga with a tow truck, maybe he could get you home, right? Like, you're like, hey, my shit's booted, nigga, and I'm not.
For
like,
real.
Like, just come pick it up, nigga, and drop it at the crib. Like, I ain't got that 75 for me right now, but I
didn't think about that. That's a good idea.
I just need you to get me to the house, nigga, and I'll try to get this bitch off later.
It's a good idea.
But just change the tire.
No, you can't.
I was at the gym the other day. I saw somebody with, what was that thing they used to put inside the steering wheel and extend it and lock it?
The club.
I saw somebody with a club. That makes sense. If you had a Kia, get you a club, nigga. Cause
that was the thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Until niggas start taking off the steering wheel. Niggas, like I said, you can't stop it, man. Like there's no matter what you get, there's always going to be that next level where they just go, okay, it's like fucking medicine.
Kit watched No Country for Old Men for the first time last night.
Oh.
And, you know, it's a great movie. I've seen it probably four times now.
Yeah.
And we were talking about...
What do you think about the indie?
What do I think about it?
Yeah.
You hate it.
No, I'm asking you.
I like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
I like the movie completely.
I like the movie completely.
That movie is great.
I'll watch it anytime it's on. And I do not hate the ending.
Okay, but that's odd because I even said to her, J-Mac hates this ending, I'm sure of it.
I don't because, again, I feel like there's a level of completion for it for me. Like, I don't think that people were like, oh, did he kill her? No, he definitely killed her.
That's why he checked his feet.
She's dead.
His, to make sure there's no blood because he don't like blood on his feet.
He did not make idle promises. He told him to do what he was going to do and he's going to follow through. Like, there's no reason he's there if it ain't for the follow through. You're not going to talk your way out of this, lady.
Right.
Like, this is it.
There's no point in talking.
Yeah, like, this is it. I'm coming to get you.
But so what we were talking about was, though, you know, some of the overarching ideas in the movie are that, you know, the idea that times were worse now, they were better back in the good old days. But the truth is that everybody has said that from every good old days to the next.
Yep.
So are the times we're in right now really that bad? Like, we didn't witness an entire country get two atomic bombs dropped on them and the skin pulled off the kids' faces and stuff. That happened in the 40s, though.
Right.
So, like, is transgender school allowing... is them showing a kid a book about two transgender dads raising a kid worse than knowing that our country dropped a bomb that melted skin off kids' faces?
Well, we did it to win, right?
There's many reports that they were already trying to surrender. We wouldn't let them because we wanted to do this to impose our will.
Dominance.
Well, to show the world.
But move to the Iraq situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we did it again. It's just we didn't do it the same way. But how many people died in Iraq the first time?
Right.
And then the second time.
And again, explain it. I still don't know why we started a war in Iraq, right?
Exactly. Because the second one was like, what?
Like,
weapons of mass destruction. So, the idea, though, is it really better? There was back in the Colosseum days, they used to feed Christians to lions in front of people cheering.
Yeah.
The entire Colosseum would be full, and they'd throw some Christians in the pit.
Can you imagine watching a motherfucker get eaten alive?
That's what I'm saying, and they would cheer. So are times really that wild and awful now, or is it just the same as it always has been? There's some shocking shit that happens.
Well, how do we get there then, right? How do we get to that point where we say the good old times were better than this? Like, there's nostalgia. Some people that... Is it just nostalgia? Because there's some people that believe that, right?
Like, you say recency bias. You've said that many times. I'm using your word.
Right. So it's because right now it's bad, you just forget how bad it was. Because
it's affecting you.
Right.
It's bad right now for you. So it's affecting you.
Right.
Whereas in the 90s, there was some bad shit going on, but I was poor as fuck in the 90s. Right. But I don't remember it as much as I remember right now.
Right.
So it's like, oh, well, nothing is bad. The bad stuff happening now is so much worse than it was in the 90s. Nah. In the 90s, there was all kind of shit going on.
Right.
All kind of shit was going bad in the 90s. But recency bias, your phrase, is that, well, right now, what's going on right now that's affecting me right now? What is bothering me right now?
Always feels the worst, right? I think that's just natural, right? Like, I think the pain that you're experiencing or the discomfort or the whatever that you are currently feeling is, you know what I mean? Again, it's the same thing with women having babies, right? Like, they'll fucking have a baby and say it's the worst, but then, you know, a year later, they'd be ready to have it. They'd be ready to go through that again because that pain is further away. And then they may say, like, oh, this is the worst pain. You know, this baby is the worst, right? Because it's now. And I think it's always going to be like that. Like, my toe hurting now is always going to be the worst toe hurt than before. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe. But, yeah, listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go out to the website where you can check out all the shows on the network. And join us on all of our socials at No Nonsense Show. Anything else, guys?
Shada Show.
Shada Show. Keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us. And we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.